Now we have come to the dawning of the new year, and we welcome the chance for a new start, new possibilities, new hope. How right that we should start this year by honoring Mary, Mother of God, and our Mother too. Mary, we welcome your love and concern for every person, every family. How we need your motherly care right now. By celebrating a solemnity dedicated to Mary's motherhood, the Church highlights the significance of her role in the life of Christ. In our Gospel today, Mary is the witness to the great events swirling around her, there in the little stable in Bethlehem. The birth of our Lord was not like the peaceful manger scene from a Christmas card. Mary could tell us a more harrowing story. Imagine the shepherds all talking excitedly about the angels they had seen and their surprising news. Think of the animal smells and noises and hay everywhere. How she must have missed her mom and sisters. Thank God for Saint Joseph. Imagine them trying to make the best of the lonely, drafty lodgings and managing the baby's birth with no help. Hear the newborn's cries. Mary kept all these things in her heart. When Jesus was born, Mary suffered discomfort and stress and actually danger. Now, St. Luke's account that we read today omits the drama and violence of the Holy Family fleeing for their lives. Those events are in the Gospel of Matthew. Still, Mary must have kept those frightening things in her heart, too. Imagine that despite the trials and sorrows along with St. Joseph, she made a home for Jesus where he found comfort and peace and joy. Jesus knew he could turn to her, and she stood with him until the end on the cross. When your family doesn't feel like the Holy Family, take comfort in recognizing the challenges and upheaval Mary experienced. God loves your family. We hope to have hearts like Mary's. In his homily on this feast day in 2021, Pope Francis urged us to learn from Mary. He said, how important it is to educate our hearts to care, to cherish the persons and things around us. Everything starts from this, from cherishing others, the world and creation. Mary, who know how to cherish things in your heart, care for us. Bless our time and teach us to find time for God and for others. So we know Mary can truly relate to the stresses in our families. Giving birth in a strange city, away from the safety of hearth and home, she understands the challenges endured by so many vulnerable families, many of whom are sheltering in the cold and dark today in poverty and war. Our hearts break for people who are suffering, some in circumstances that are more than just lonely or poor. Many people suffer in violent homes from violence caused by their own family members. What does Mary, God's mother and our mother, have to say to them? If there is darkness in your life and your family right now, be assured, Mary and her newborn son love you and they want you to be safe. Mary was chosen for the role of Mother of God, to make God present in the world. Someone experiencing a dangerous home situation may choose you to turn to for guidance. They may need you to reassure them that they are not alone. Many abused women and men seek help first from the Church because they see it as a safe place. Even if their abusers isolate them from social contacts, they may still allow them to go to church. You may be that person at church, the person of faith that they know and trust. Do you know how to help? I work on an initiative, Catholics for Family Peace, that brings together experts in pastoral care, social work, and research to volunteer their time and talents to promote peaceful homes. We recently conducted a national survey and listening sessions for the Synod on Synodality. We inquired about the Catholic response to domestic violence, and we learned that indeed hurting people yearn for help from their church. We also learned that priests and parishioners often are unsure of the Catholic teaching and how to help. We need to educate ourselves about the causes and signs of unhealthy relationships and what the church really teaches about domestic violence. These teachings are spelled out clearly in the pastoral letter, When I Call for Help. Preachers and teachers should know that we condemn the use of the Bible to support abusive behavior in any form. A correct reading of Scripture leads people to the understanding of the equal dignity of men and women and to relationships based on mutuality and love. No one is expected to stay in an abusive marriage. With this education, you can help other Catholics and friends around you respond with compassion and correct information when someone turns to them. Prepare your heart and be ready if someone confides in you. Learn what to say and how to refer people to safety. Listen to them and believe their story. Help her or him to assess the danger to themselves or their children and refer them to counseling and other specialized services. Maybe you can organize a domestic violence outreach ministry at your parish. You can find free resources for all of these things on our website, Catholics for Family Peace. May Mary, our mother, continue to be a source of comfort and inspiration to you. And like Mary, bring the love of Jesus into the world, however you can. Now receive the blessing from today's first reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. Amen. And Happy New Year.